Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 433, Honey Lemon Water, an Effective Remedy or Urban Myth? Part 1, by Jillian Kubala with Healthline.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. And today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up tomorrow. It's Wednesday, so you know I like to give an inspirational quote to hopefully help you get through the rest of the week. So here we go. Quote, forget past mistakes. Forget failures. Forget everything. Accept what you're going to do now and do it. William Durant. A quick reminder before I get to today's post. Don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday, and you can send one in at oldpodcast.com. If you do, you make me happy because I love answering your questions. Plus, as an added bonus, you're entered into small special raffles to win books from us. All right, let's hear about honey lemon water and start optimizing your life. Honey Lemon Water, an Effective Remedy or Urban Myth? Part 1, by Jillian Kubala with Healthline.com. Sipping on a hot cup of honey lemon water is both tasty and soothing. It's also been promoted as a healing elixir in the health and wellness world. There are claims that this drink can help melt fat, clear up acne, and flush out toxins from the body. Both honey and lemons have many health benefits, so some wonder if this combination is beneficial to health as well. What I'm about to read will investigate the evidence on honey lemon water. Two powerful and natural ingredients. Both honey and lemons are popular foods typically used to flavor dishes and drinks. Honey is, of course, a thick, sweet liquid that is produced by honeybees and some other similar insects, though the type produced by honeybees is the most well known. It is commonly used as a natural substitute for processed sugar and also has some therapeutic uses, such as treating skin wounds and burns. Lemons are citrus fruits primarily produced for their tart juice. The pulp and the rind can be used as well. Most health benefits of this tangy fruit come from its high levels of vitamin C and other beneficial plant compounds. It is a common belief that combining these two ingredients in a drink can help with a long list of common ailments, including digestive issues, acne, and weight gain. While honey and lemons have many potential health benefits and useful applications, not all claims about honey lemon water are backed by science. Summary. Honey and lemon are popular ingredients that have some health benefits. However, not all health claims about combining honey and lemon are supported by science. Science-backed health benefits of honey. Honey is one of the oldest foods in the world. It has been used both as a food and medicine for thousands of years, even as far back as the Stone Age. It is often used as a natural substitute for processed sugar in baking, cooking, and beverages, and it also has medicinal uses. Honey has been linked to a few science-backed health benefits, but it's important to note that most of these benefits are associated with the raw, unfiltered type of honey. This is because high-quality, unfiltered honey has more beneficial compounds and nutrients than processed, filtered honey. Honey can promote burn and wound healing. Honey has been used as a skin treatment for wounds and burns throughout history. In fact, there is evidence that ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans used honey for the treatment of skin ailments. Many studies have shown that honey has powerful healing properties when applied to the skin. In fact, honey has a therapeutic effect on many types of wounds, including burns. In a review of 26 studies that included over 3,000 people, honey was more effective at healing partial thickness burns than conventional treatments. Additionally, honey may be an effective treatment for diabetic foot ulcers. Diabetic ulcers are open sores or wounds that are common complications of poorly controlled blood sugar. Several studies have shown that honey increases the rate of healing in these types of wounds. It is thought that honey's healing properties come from the antibacterial and anti-inflammatory compounds it contains. In fact, studies suggest that honey may have a protective effect against over 60 different species of bacteria. Honey may suppress coughs in children. Honey is a popular treatment for colds and coughs, especially in children. Not only is honey a flavorful ingredient to add to teas and other drinks, but its use as a cough treatment in children is backed by science. It can be difficult to convince a child to take a dose of unappealing cough medicine, making honey a tasty alternative treatment. Several studies have shown that giving sick children honey may reduce coughing and improve sleep quality. One study found that a dose of honey was more effective than cough medicine at suppressing coughing and improving sleep in children and teens with upper respiratory infections. Another study found that honey reduced both cough severity and frequency in young children with respiratory infections. While honey may be an effective and natural option for treating coughs in children, it should never be given to children under the age of 1 due to the risk of botulism. Summary. Studies have shown that honey may treat wounds like burns and diabetic ulcers, as well as help reduce coughing in children with upper respiratory infections. Just don't give it to any child under the age of 1. Science-backed health benefits of lemons. Lemons are popular for their tart juice and zesty rinds. Lemon juice is an excellent source of vitamin C and contains small amounts of B vitamins and potassium. Lemons also contain beneficial plant compounds like citric acid and flavonoids, and have been associated with the following health benefits. Lemons may help prevent kidney stones. Kidney stones are hard lumps that form in one or both kidneys when high levels of certain minerals accumulate in the urine. A plant compound in lemons called citric acid may help prevent kidney stones. Citric acid does this by binding to calcium oxalate crystals and inhibiting crystal growth. Lemons have the highest amount of this natural kidney stone inhibitor of any citrus fruit. Some studies have shown that drinking lemon juice and lemonade can prevent kidney stones, though more research is needed. Lemons may help reduce heart disease. Citrus fruits are packed with heart-healthy nutrients, and lemons are no exception. In fact, the high amount of vitamin C and plant compounds in lemons may reduce certain risk factors for heart disease. One study in over 10,000 people associated a higher intake of citrus fruits with a lower risk of heart disease and stroke. Lemon juice may help reduce high cholesterol levels as well. A plant compound found in lemons, appropriately called limonin, has been shown to reduce triglycerides and quote-unquote bad LDL cholesterol in animal studies. Lemons contain beneficial compounds. Lemons are high in the antioxidant vitamin C and other plant compounds that may help reduce oxidative stress caused by free radicals. An excess of free radicals in the body can damage cells and contribute to diseases like cancer and heart disease. Just 1 ounce or 28 grams of lemon juice contains 21% of the recommended intake of vitamin C. A diet high in vitamin C may reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, and certain types of cancer like esophageal cancer. These tart fruits also contain powerful plant compounds called flavonoids. Eating foods rich in flavonoids may reduce the risk of heart disease and diabetes and prevent cognitive decline. Summary. Lemons contain nutrients and beneficial compounds that may help reduce the risk of chronic illnesses like heart disease, esophageal cancer, and diabetes. Lemons may also help prevent kidney stones. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Honey Lemon Water, An Effective Remedy or Urban Myth? By Jillian Kubala with Healthline.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, so you get the idea. Honey on its own sounds like it has some benefits. Lemons on their own also have some benefits. But what happens when you combine the two? Do you get super benefits? Well, that's what we'll discuss tomorrow. But in the meantime, what I want to mention is honey, although used as a sugar substitute, is basically treated the same by the body. Meaning when you eat honey, the body goes, oh, this is sugar. So honey will still raise blood sugar levels. If you eat too much of it, it might raise your risk for diabetes, even though it does contain some healthy compounds in it. So no need to go overboard with your consumption of honey. Now, in regards to lemons, of course, I probably don't need to tell you that you don't want to get all your lemons by consuming lemonade. Lemonade has lots of sugar in it. To counteract all of that tartness from the lemons, you gotta add enough sugar to make it palatable. And to quote The Simpsons, sometimes the store-bought lemonade you buy doesn't have anything close to a lemon in it. But what we are learning about citrus fruits is that the pith, you know, that white, veiny-looking stuff that's all over the flesh of the fruit once you get past the peel that nobody likes? Well, actually, that's the stuff that has a lot of nutrients in it. So if you can stand it, eat the fruit with the pith. And no, I didn't just develop a lisp. I said with the pith. All right, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and more. Just call and leave me a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. Going through our site is more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, don't forget, if you send me a question, I get happy. And second, you're entered into special raffles to win books from us every month. All right, that does it for Wednesday's episode. Have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here on tomorrow's show where I'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.